This episode is brought to you by ZocDoc.
Do you have health symptoms that need treating, but booking an appointment with a doctor makes you too nervous? Perfect. Don't do it. Instead, message us at the Ned's Declassified Pod Instagram with your symptoms, and we'll give you our best guess on how to treat it.
No, why do you keep doing this?
I'm a doctor!
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can compare highly rated in-network doctors and instantly book appointments with them online.
Yeah. Go to ZocDoc.com/Ned and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/Ned.
ZocDoc.com/Ned.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We back. Okay. We back.
We're
back.
Back, friends.
Back it up.
Hiya.
So, guys.
Huh. Yeah. We out here.
Season 1, episode 13, part 2. We have made it through season 1.
It came and went. We're excited.
It took a year to get through 13 two-part episodes, so 26 rewatches.
Yep.
Took a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a big accomplishment, guys. Give me some. Yeah, we just had a triple high five there, guys.
So today is about exactly a year that we shot like our first
episode.
We're close
to a year of
it started
starting
airing
the pod.
In Feb or yep. something. Yeah,
yep.
That is great. Lovely.
I know.
I'm really proud
of
us.
You guys. Oh, hey. Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah, we actually stuck something out for a year.
Right?
Consistency? Man, I need more of that in my life.
Amen.
Dang.
Jeez.
That pays dividends.
Yeah, man, we're chipping away at it. That's good.
Yeah, I'm proud of us. And it was fun to make it to the end of season one. Like, you know, season two's a new era. We were a little older. My bangs were a little longer.
I definitely got a little chunkier.
Puberty was hitting a little.
I lost some weight.
Yeah, you lost some weight.
My braces are going to come off in this next season.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so a lot of changes coming for season two.
Be ready for it.
I'm glad we made it through season one. Good job, guys.
Good job.
Wow. We had our first live show. We got so much accomplished.
Oh, yeah.
This is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you guys enjoyed this first season, leave a comment down in the comment section saying you love us.
Yeah, I hope you've rewatched with us. They've been fun going back through, and this was a fucking great episode.
Catching up with people, like friends who I hadn't rekindled with in so long. Like, I was anxious sending messages out. Like, I don't know if you guys
felt
that.
To some of the Ned's cast and shit?
Some of the Ned's cast, bringing them on. I haven't spoken to them in a while. How are they going to feel? But it seemed to me that it was therapeutic for them as much as it was therapeutic for me.
For all of us, man.
All of us, yeah.
Fucking Michelle, Ted Mori was so amazing to see. And I know, like, you've hung since.
Yeah.
I know, and like I love that. I love that you had that like little insecurity about like reaching out to them after all this time, and then they're like, for sure. And like it would be great to see
Michelle,
you too.
Michelle, Kim, and her awesome family. Just seeing how people have grown.
Like,
it's great.
Having relationships that you want to pursue and like invest in. Like, they just were so off the. Like, I definitely want to see you again. Like
that's how
it felt.
Yeah.
There was such a. Like a similarity, like a kindred something there, no matter how different we all are at this point.
Yeah.
But there's just this like little thing I feel like in
glue,
each of us that's
magic.
Like this thread, like this through line.
Yeah. I'm like, could we ever make a fucking movie? Could we ever make like a Ned's Reboot movie with the old cast? For me, the show, adult show wouldn't make sense with all the old cast because you don't.
That's not
stay
how life works.
In adult life with everyone you went to middle school with.
Right.
Like, it wouldn't make sense, but like, there's a chance we could do like a tongue-in-cheek kind of show reboot or movie, you know, with everyone.
Yeah.
Just as a little one-off, like,
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see how life plays out. We'll see what happens.
I love
and guys,
that.
I'm still working on getting my long-lost love, Vanessa, on the show. I'm in those DMs. I'm like, Logan, let's do it. It's always something always kind of comes up, but it is what it is.
Right.
She's coming.
Yeah.
Do you think
we're gonna get her here.
Do you think something is truly always just coming up, or you think she's...
Has she outgrown us?
Yeah.
She's done amazing things. She's done amazing things, but, you know, I feel like she's gracious enough to come and bless us with an appearance.
I think so. There's a scheduling thing. I loved her in Dear White People, man.
Oh, yeah, she was
fucking amazing,
she's
man. Yeah,
she's great. Great actress. Always has been.
Yeah, let's get Logan on. That'd be great.
Mm.
Just talk about how much of a crush you had on her on Ned.
Right, it was so great, and just didn't have the courage to say anything.
Nope, never, not once. Oh. Daniel was just around crushing, never acting on it.
Tried to be spiffy all the time.
Yep.
Reserved, but it's all good.
It was hard for you having to play Cookie in front of her, I bet.
Yeah, he's like, damn it.
It's like the only thing I can do is nail these lines every time, and then maybe she'll notice me. Doesn't work.
No. Oh.
You gotta make that move, guys. You gotta make that move.
Unfortunately, Cookie didn't. I mean, did he have Riz with Vanessa?
Did Cookie have Riz with Vanessa? Yeah, there were moments. Yeah, I ended up taking her to like the dance,
right?
And I was like cheating with what's the young lady's name? Lisa Zemo and Vanessa to the dance. So I'm like over here dancing with her, and then like,
oh yeah,
get over here. I don't know.
Like just like in real life.
I mean, you know,
They did that on New Girl too, when Schmidt doesn't break up with the girl he's seeing, even though CeCe wants him back, and then he's dating them both, and it's just a classic messy bit.
A thruple, if you will.
If you can
parlay that into a thruple, why struggle when we could thruple?
Okay.
Woo! Yes.
Nice.
But I feel like with a thruple, you kind of need the whoever the two of the same sex
gender
are, I think you kind of need them a little into each other, right? Like you need it. You need it to go all, like massage. The massage train needs to be able to hit all corners.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So you need. You need a. Yeah. Everyone needs to be in.
Right.
Okay. So this isn't a thruple then. You guys keep that over
what
there.
What are you saying, Daniel?
This is the most professional thruple I've ever been in.
It's a very professional.
It's a professional thruple.
We're doing a good job, guys. But, I'm proud of you.
But we're gonna cheers. Cheers.
That was a thruple cheers for the listeners at home.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we're gonna get I'm gonna get these paws on them. I'm gonna massage the shit out of them.
You have a latex suit, don't you?
Oh yeah.
Dev,
you like that latex, don't you?
Dev went as the American Horror Story latex guy.
Wait, for Halloween?
No. It's not latex. It's spandex.
And it
isn't a sexual thing. No. I went as a full black morph suit to a Halloween party.
How is that not a sexual thing?
It was sexual for me. and then I'd go and I don't talk to anyone and they get really freaked
out.
Who is this person at this party who's just a figure and won't speak? And it brings me a lot of joy.
You could see out of it?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have holes in it?
It's like I can see them. They can't see me. It's amazing.
It's like, no, we definitely can see you.
That's a voyeur's dream.
You're weird.
Oh, you would love this shit. It's so fun. It's so fun. Because I'll just sit. Like, just sit next to some people. And at first it always starts like, oh, that's cool, man. So who are you?
And I'll just sit.
And they're like, that's... No, so like, who do you know here? And then it's like, who do you know here?
Yeah,
I'm scared. And meanwhile, I'm just sitting
at
my friend's house.
That's incredible.
I love it. It's a great game.
I love that.
Some of my favorite Halloweens have been doing that. I've done it multiple times. Anyway.
Honestly, I would give up sex forever and just do that. Just be a voyeur. Like, it's not bad. It's really not a bad stance.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Hey.
Hey. Like, if you had to choose.
You won't slip up and have kids you got to take care of. I mean,
I love doing that more than I love most things. I wouldn't give up sex for it.
That's where we differ.
But you've already done it for 5 years.
Where we differ.
I think you could give it up.
I'm not sure he gave up
sex for 5 years.
But you're
talking about you don't want to give it up forever.
Do you think I've given up sex for 5 years because I'm single?
It's not how it works.
That's not how life works.
You out here fucking. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Like, my stroke is the best it's ever been.
I didn't give up sex for 5 years, man.
It's the best sex I've ever had.
Jesus.
See, I'm out here thoughting.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a
thought. I gave up love, not sex.
Dang.
I just gave up monogamy. I didn't even give up love.
Damn.
Dang.
Yeah, best of both worlds,
there
man.
There you go.
Cheers to that.
There you go.
Cheers to that.
Anyway,
voyeurism
is
very underrated. Right? Very underrated.
Right. All right, guys, let's get into the
late
recap
bus
of the episode.
let's get into this episode. It's our final one before perverse our way into sex chats.
Perverse or traverse?
Both.
I mean,
Go on.
Late bus. Have you guys, did you guys ride the bus? I rode the bus.
I rode the bus, yeah.
Yeah, my mom, during the time my mom drove the bus, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
Nice.
Barb was the bus driver.
Barbara.
Was she throwing attitude at children? Because my word,
bus drivers.
I see that.
All
bus drivers do that.
Sure.
And Barb?
Woo. She would go in,
so,
I bet.
So my mom quit her job of 17 years, right? Like, because she was like super unhappy. So she quit. And so she picked up a bunch of these temp jobs. And one of them being driving my bus to school. There are so many traumatic mornings because I'd wake up so early to be with her on the bus, right? And so there were so many traumatic mornings. I remember one morning I was having like some kind of episode or whatever. And I never really had those with my mom, but she got mad and she left. And I remember running as far down and as far up the street. And then I was like, this is the furthest I've ever ran on my own. She's not stopping. She really wants to teach me a lesson.
Oh.
So like I had to run back and whatever. Anyway, so she would drive the bus and I would be on it. And I just remember that she would stop at the gas station. She had to stop there once. And so I went in and I stole candy from the gas station. And to eat it on the bus, I had to have this one kid, Jonathan Austin, stick his head into a big hole in the back of the bus. I was like, but you can't stick your head in there. And then he would stick it in and I would be like.
What? Wait, why did he have to stick his head in the hole?
Because I didn't want him to know that I stole it. And I wasn't smart enough to be like, I just had this at home.
Or just look away. It's like, stick your head out of that hole.
I said, I bet you can't stick it in there. I remember on the bus once I was playing with my Polly Pocket, it braked fast and the door opened and Polly Pocket slid out.
Like, of the little hole?
Yeah, the bus was horrible. This one guy, Joe Hobelman, he freaking barfed outside of it, but it went all up on the bus and my mom had to clean it. She was just pissed and like yelling. The bus was a lot.
Did you say his name was Hobelman? What was his name?
Hobelman.
Hobelman. Yeah.
Oh, that's the difference?
That's definitely it. Yeah. Hobelman.
No, Daniel. Hobelman. I said Hobelman.
Jack Hobelman.
Anyway, sorry.
Oh,
there you go.
And we're going to get into the recap, but did you guys ever do this on your bus? And I might just be one of those weird
kids.
Wait,
so you rode the bus?
Back in Mississippi, yeah.
Yeah.
Out here, yeah, I walked to school when I got to California. But anyway, did you guys ever, when you were sitting on the side of the bus, stick your ear on like the metal? I'm not making it up.
Yeah, go on.
And to feel the, like it would just feel amazing as the bumps were like hitting, because there were like no shocks on the bus, but I would just sit there and do this and it's like,
wow. Yeah. Okay, No.
I know. Better than
sex. I know one of your erogenous zones.
Damn. Oh, yeah.
I know how to get this thruple going.
Hey. The mirrors. You gotta get the mirrors.
They're tiny, but they're mighty.
They're tiny and mighty.
You know? Yeah. What? So the vibration of the bus
to the window?
Yeah,
I know. To
the wall.
And it feels amazing. So if you ever are on a bus, definitely try it. Especially, it's better when you're sitting by the wheel because that's where all the jumping happens.
Didn't this happen? Didn't you really do this on an episode of Ned's?
We did. No, there's
not
a whole other episode.
The speed bump.
Yeah, that was the atomic. We were trying to jump it.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
We weren't.
Over here getting those ears.
Getting those ears fondled.
Vibrations. But no, let me know if you have felt that in the comments, because it's amazing.
I don't know that anyone has felt.
That might have just been a me thing.
I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure.
Amazing.
I can't wait to see. I hope someone agrees with you, but I'm pretty sure people.
No, you're going to try it?
Sexual vibrations through their ears on a school bus.
It wasn't sexual. It was
pleasure. You
didn't
know what
ecstasy.
To call it then.
It was like ecstasy, guys.
Pleasure.
It was amazing. This episode is brought to you by ZocDoc.
I am so glad I finally got in to see you.
Great to see you too.
Yeah.
Welcome.
I haven't been to the doctor in a very long time, actually. Yeah, the doctor's office has made me kind of nervous. But I am experiencing some symptoms that aren't going away.
What are they? What are your symptoms?
Uncontrollable sweating. Mm-hmm. Numbness in my left leg. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Pretty severe nosebleeds every other day. And incontinence. Pretty severe.
No need to use big words like that, okay? Just get some sleep, drink some water, and that'll be $6,000.
Do you know what incontinence means?
$6,000. I don't need to know what that means. I'm a doctor.
Oh, damn it. Don't be afraid of ending up in situations like that. ZocDoc has your back. ZocDoc is a free app and website that lets you search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. We use ZocDoc and you should too.
Find the right doctor for you by going to ZocDoc.com/Ned and download the ZocDoc app for free, then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/Ned, ZocDoc.com/Ned.
Late Bus. This episode is directed by the great... It's directed by Fred Savage. He was one of our directors. He also brought me over to Zeke and Luther on Disney Channel after Ned's finished. So shout out to him.
Shout out Fred Savage.
Yes, so we opened the... Well, first, I want to preface this. Shout out Christian Serratos. I love this episode because Christian's in it, and I love every episode that Christian's in. She played Susie Crabgrass. If you love Susie Crabgrass, shout her out in the comments, guys. I feel like a YouTube daddy right now.
You are a YouTube daddy.
Shout out in the comments.
You're my YouTube daddy.
Hey, bang, bang, bang. Late Bus.
Flizzy.
The weekend is here at James K. Polk at JKP. Sweeney, big bad mean Mr. Science Teacher Sweeney, informs everyone that Bus 9 has broken down. It may take 10 minutes or 2 hours, and it's terrible.
He does the maniacal laugh. My word, he's a maniac.
Were there 8 other buses?
Oh, like Bus 9? I mean, but there could have been a 13. There could have been a 14.
Yeah, usually they're 15. Like random numbers. You know what I mean?
Got it.
Yeah, I'm sure
it just happened to be the one all of us are a part of.
Got it.
Happened to be on, yep. Ned, in usual Ned fashion, begins offering tips and alternatives to unexpected downtime. He offers one. It's like, oh, play a game or invent a game. And we play pie kick football, whereby Coconut Head gets pied in the, or he gets a pie kicked in his face. He sits there and says, it's coconut cream. Yay. He loves it. Susie walks past Ned. This is Ned's crush, Susie Crabgrass. And she just walks past him without looking at him. And he wants her. He's pleading towards her. But in the last episode, he got trapped in a locker. And she's upset because he wasn't able to go on a date with her. So that whole business is happening.
I was in a locker!
Yep. Ned offers the tip of maybe getting started on some homework. Okay. There's also a line that I loved.
Yeah. Did you write?
What? Spend your night doing important stuff because nothing is more important than homework.
That was just great writing. It's written by Joe Fallon. Maybe Scott did that. I don't know. That line was so funny. Do your homework early so you can spend time at home doing important stuff like nothing, because nothing is more important than homework.
Yeah, that was great.
What a great line.
And then Loomer walks in, all right? Loomer wants advice to hook up with Moe's or to get with Moe's. So he enlists Ned's help. He walks up and asks him to help him be more like Ned, which is a hard thing, all right? I love the line where he says, help me, and you're like, what, scare people? What do you mean, help you do what? Loomer hires Claire Sawyer to have Ned sign a contract, actually, specifically to have Moe's be his girlfriend. Yada, yada, yada.
It's if Ned can get Loomer a date with Moe's, Loomer won't bully him for a year.
So
he's like, I'm in.
And then Cookie, in his own world, he decides that he's going to start a tour of the school. Cookie's tour of school after hours. And he's going to make it all exciting. There's a dilemma, though. The school is locked, right? It's the end of the school day. It's locked. But, of course, Gordy steps in to save the day.
Inside man.
He unlocks the school, and he also mentions this exciting weasel trap. He's finally going to get his arch nemesis, the weasel. Cookie's walking people on the tour. It's like an episode of Nat Geo. He's like opening, you know, all the different rooms to teachers. We see Coach Durga like crying. And then she looks up and she goes, Cook, are you giving that tour again? So all the teachers at least are getting a little bit perturbed at Cookie. Moe's is found rereading a book called Orchids and Gumbo. And it's not a book club, but she's reading a book. And there's a young lady seated next to her, also named Jennifer.
Jennifer 2.
Her name is Jennifer 2.
T-U, not T-O-O.
Not T-O-O, which is great. And, you know, later on, we're going to round this all out. Ned is having trouble teaching Loomer to be like him. And so he's like, hey, dude, Loomer, you need to be more like that guy. Look at him. You need to lose the jacket and dress like him. So Loomer rushes over, beats the kid up, and you hear all that wailing happening in the background, and then comes back dressed as that same kid.
Takes
which
his
I love.
Clothes.
I love that.
Funny
gag.
Bit. Funny bit.
Wait, how did they cut that? If he like walked out of this thing and then just walked back in?
Left the camera.
Yeah,
there.
Left the camera on. Just, they walk out of frame. Ned, I think, is reacting. You know, you hear
like
noises,
in his face?
And then Loomer comes back
like
in
he just
in the guy's clothes.
No, I know, but he just changed his clothes right there because there wasn't a cut, right?
There they could have hidden a cut, but
yeah,
it's
a hidden cut. We have the cameras on a tripod, so as long as the camera's not moving, that frame stays the same.
Yeah, they probably did a hidden cut or just had Kyle change real fucking fast. I don't know. And then he comes back in, we leave frame, and then the kid comes through in like his boxers.
Right.
Like,
movie magic. Yeah. Movie magic, guys. Yeah, you know what? And so you give Loomer also some advice, like, "Hey, man, you know, dude, it's just you just look so mean. You gotta give the impression that there's someone nice in there who cares." And he asks Loomer, "Yeah, like, just give me a laugh, like, ha ha ha." And
this is so good.
Loomer's like, "Ha ha ha ha," like that type of laugh. And Ned's like, "No, not an isn't suffering funny laugh, like a happy laugh." But yada, yada, yada.
That whole sequence made me laugh really hard. Because first of all, Kyle does his like patented bully Loomer laugh, which is just insane. Like, but then this sequence made me laugh. Not an isn't suffering funny laugh, a nice happy laugh like this. And so Ned starts laughing. And then Susie walks by who's mad at him.
Oh.
And it was that instant turn from like. That shit. Like, that was classic Scott Fellows, like, classic our show.
Nailed
that shit
it.
Made me laugh so hard.
Nailed it, man.
You do that to this day.
Love it. Yeah, the comic switch, man.
Yep.
It's so real. It's so real, man.
Yep.
Yes, and Cookie's tour continues. He lets the boys enter the girls' room, and the girls enter the men's room.
That's amazing when
great
they walk out. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and Rachel.
Zima has this line.
Where she's like, oh, finally they show us something we want to see. A tour that shows us something we want to see.
Yeah. So
that was great.
She was a little freaky.
Oh, and that... I mean,
that character was a little bit.
Loomer's there waiting for Mose, all right? And Mose is walking up, and he's like, oh, no, here she comes. I'm not ready. Ned says, well, just wait here. Practice your laugh. And he's like, oh, he's eating flowers for some random reason. But then he's over there practicing his laugh. Just looking ridiculous. And then...
Wait. You say, like, enjoy the flowers, right?
I say, like open up to feminine things, basically. Yeah. Like, be interested in what they're interested in. And his version of that is eating the flowers.
Oh, yeah. It's like you said, act like you like you appreciate them. And so he eats them. I guess he appreciates them. He likes them. Then we get introduced to our alternates. Ted and Mookie. So Jennifer, too, has two friends called Ted and Mookie in the school, and they look just like Ned and I, except for their inverse, I think.
Yeah.
Ted was like, he was a darker complexion gentleman, so he was more like my skin complexion, a little bit lighter. And then Mookie was a Caucasian dude, right?
I think so.
So it was like we kind of switched like
I
places.
Think so.
I thought one of them was Asian, but no.
Jennifer, too.
Jennifer, yeah.
I did love that bit. The idea being like, there's another trio
like
this at the school that we've never met, and only because of the late bus moment are we meeting. That like, that was just a funny fucking bit.
Yeah. Cookie's still on the tour. Crony wants to see something scary. So Cookie's like, oh, I got something scary for you. And
this is funny.
We go into the like teachers, like, what do you call it?
Rap club.
The teachers' rap club, and they're singing this corny song. With the teachers, put the butts in the bleachers. Romeo is in this episode. Romeo Miller, good dude.
Lil Romeo.
Oh, he was Lil Romeo at the
Lil
time.
Romeo.
Yes,
at the
yes.
time, he still had the Lil.
The Lil right there. You know what I mean? He's a boss.
Yeah, I presented with him at Kids' Choice. He is
cool
such
cat.
A good dude. I haven't seen him in so long. I'd actually like to. I wonder if we can get him on the pod.
I'll reach out. They're industrious people, for sure.
Yeah, he was awesome then, and like anytime I saw him, man, such a good dude.
But Romeo listens to them doing the rapping, and he's like, cut. I never felt so sorry for a microphone in my life. And then he walks out. He storms off. So
that was great.
Yeah, that was the teacher's rap club.
I loved that that was the scary thing. It really did work because it's so it's so bad watching the adults do rap. Oh, the teachers. Or Jim J was loving it.
He was going
Jim
in.
Jim J was Kim loving was it.
Vibing,
Kim, who played Coach Durga, dude, she was loving it too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was
yeah.
that her name? Yeah, Kim.
Yep.
She That's was wild. Just like.
Yeah. Yeah, they were having a good time with that. Bruh. It was rightfully scary for the youth.
But I love hearing older people start using slang and stuff like that and try to get with the trends. It's always hilarious.
Yeah.
Dang, we only got a couple more years. In about 20 more years. Maybe even 15.
Till what?
We're going to be old people saying untrendy stuff like, no cap.
I already get the millennial core thing, and I'm just like, core? When did this whole trend start? Cottage core, millennial core?
Stuff. You're sounding very millennial Work core right core. Now. Right about now.
Right about now.
That's dude, the core you're of showing, the millennial
you're
peach.
Showing, you're fucking showing your millennial core right now. Your millennial core is fucking hey, right out in the
that.
Open.
I charge for that.
All right, everybody, write your favorite Gen Z catchphrase in the comments.
Is right, right. If you talk like no you were cat. Born from when you
GG
were
GG gamer.
Okay, so the story continues. So we find Jennifer Mosley and Jennifer Two. And they're, you know, they're hanging out, and Jennifer's just loving it because she feels like she's found, I was about to say the girl of her dreams, but she's
yeah,
found.
A best friend.
My girl best friend.
She's been looking for the whole season.
The beginning of season.
Episode one.
Episode one.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's so sweet. I never realized that book ended like that. Mm-hmm. That's really
it's
cute.
Dope. Oh, our writers fucking know what they're doing.
Second season mm-hmm. with that same, mm-hmm. like, dilemma. It's great. So Jennifer Mosley, Mose, says to Jennifer 2, all right, see you Monday. Because Jennifer 2 is getting ready to leave. Someone's there to pick her up. But sadly, Jennifer 2 informs her that she is leaving to Paraguay.
Her dad's got a new job. Sorry, this is my last leaving. Day. I'm leaving to Paraguay.
Paraguay?
You thought you found the one, but she was not the one. She was one amongst many. The writers were obsessed with Paraguay. I wrote that because there was other
the
episodes.
The weasel's also getting sent to Paraguay in the same episode.
Paraguay
and it gets
is just
brought
the
back.
Funniest it's, thing to say.
I think Paraguay. That's it. Dude, Paraguay. It's Scott Fellows. They're just like, we need a far off place. Like what's something mm-hmm. that just Paraguay. Sounds funny Weird. To hear or like yeah. sounds so
like
remote.
Like I'll never
but,
see you again.
Yeah.
Right. It wasn't like I'm going
Paraguay.
To Texas. Paraguay.
Paraguay.
Paraguay. So Jennifer 2 suggests that Mose hang out with Susie, who likes everything we do. Now, if you know anything about Susie and Mose, they have a tumultuous kind of little interaction.
It's been animosity from the get.
Yeah, from
crab
the get-go.
Competition.
Crabgrat, Mosley.
Yeah, that nice little Seinfeld.
That mm-hmm. scene with Newman. Them two, it was one of my favorites of the whole season. Is yeah. this scene where like she's like, you should talk to Susie. And so Mose and Susie talk like in this such an aggressive way, but
Mexican
trying to
standoff.
Feel out
yeah.
the friendship.
Uh-huh. It was so strange.
Down.
Like it was the
I
strangest
loved it.
Comedy even that like it was such a weird tone. Mm.
You guys nailed it. It was written so well and you guys nailed it. It's such a funny tone of like basically like what's up fucker?
Yep.
But then it's like how are you? I'm fucking good. Are you good?
Yeah. Yeah,
like it's
yeah,
just
yeah,
like
yeah. yeah.
All right, cool. Well, we're both fucking here. Yeah, we both fucking are.
Yeah.
Hey, you're kind of pretty. Hey, you're kind of pretty.
Yeah, like, they so poorly funny, they dude. Poorly relate to each other, but yeah. your banter was just so great. You're like, yeah, purple. Oh, yeah, I wore it too. It matches. Yeah, it was great.
I loved that scene.
So Cookie's tour is going amazing. They are loving it, okay? But back to Ned and Loomer. Loomer's still trying to hook up with some Mosley. So Devin, Ned, tells Loomer, hey, look, remember the three N's. And Loomer's like, okay, yeah, nice, normal, smile. And Ned's like, yeah, that'll do. Okay. So then.
Nice, normal nut is what you meant.
Nice, normal nut. I mean, that's the end. Yeah,
nice,
that's what
normal,
we need.
Get that nut.
Get that nut. So then Loomer musters up the strength. He straightens himself up and he says, would you go to the mall with me? As Mose and Crabgrass are standing together, and who turns around and says, yes?
Susie
Crabgrass.
Susie Crabgrass.
It's the beginning of them dating. Mm.
It's the beginning
she
of
She says,
them.
You cleaned up nice, because he's looking all... Ned basically served Loomer
His
up to
girl.
Susie.
Yeah.
Yep.
A little bit of old-fashioned cuckolding here. And so Loomer walks away.
I love that.
With the girl of Ned's dreams.
And Loomer's kind of like, well.
Yeah, I guess.
That'll right. do.
Well, if it's like that, it's like that. A win is a win. A win is a win. Mose then goes to Ned and says, wow, Loomer looks good. I would have gone out with him. And then Ned is like,
you were supposed to go out with him. Yeah. I love that line. That was great.
That was awesome. Great. All right, so now here's the finale of the Cookie Tour story. Gordy is super excited, all right? He is showing the tourists his weasel trap, and it's a pretty amazing trap, whereby a large mallet gently nudges the weasel, the unsuspecting weasel, onto a trampoline. That's while the weasel's, like, eating some food or something. Onto a trampoline where he's ricocheted, propelled through an obstacle course and into a mail shipping crate destined for
Paraguay.
Yep. And so he's super excited, and he goes right to where the button is. He goes to where the food is, and he's like, garnishing it, putting it all nice. And he looks over, and he's like, all I've got to do is press this button. And the button he points at is on the wall. And who does he see by the button?
The weasel.
The weasel.
Yeah, they literally went like Coyote Roadrunner. Like, was full cartoon mode with Gordy and the weasel.
Oh. Man. And she's like, man, I hate that weasel.
Yeah, Gordy literally looks to the camera. Man, I hate that weasel.
Oh, yeah, he broke to the camera. Yeah. So he's in Ned fashion.
They literally went like full Coyote Roadrunner, like Tom and Jerry, like full cartoon.
Bruh, that's wild. Yeah, the weasel has outsmarted Gordy, presses the red button, and that sends Gordy on over to Paraguay.
Into the box, sent
into
to Paraguay.
The box, and it flies out to Paraguay. The tour was... you know what I loved about this, though? They had this whole obstacle course built up, but the mallet just hits him.
Gordy goes right straight into the box.
He doesn't even go through all the little... yeah. Yada, yada. The tour was successful. In conclusion... Ned loses Susie. The bus has come.
The bus comes.
The bus comes. They receive that announcement, and so everybody's piling onto the bus. Ned lost Susie, and he also finds out. Claire Sawyer turns around to him at the back of the bus, where we always sit. It seems like Ned, Mose, and Cookie are always in that back part of the bus. Yada, yada. Ned loses Susie, finds out from Claire Sawyer that his contract with Loomer is null and void because he didn't get him a date with Mose, the girl of his dreams. He got him a date with
Susie
Crabgrass. So he still is going to get beat up every day after school. That's no fun. But at least Cookie walks in and Ned gets a Cookie Tour t-shirt. The kids are ready for the weekend to begin. But the bus breaks down. Once more, we see smoke flooding out. And so it looks like they're going to be there for another 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And we think the episode is over. But it's not. There's more. Meanwhile, in Paraguay... Gordy emerges from the shipping crate after having survived solely on weasel nuggets, only to realize, much to his dismay, his worst nightmare, he's been shipped to an international weasel reserve. Or hell, from Gordy's perspective. All is lost. And the episode ends.
That... makes me want to go watch the episode again, Daniel. That was so
our
lovely.
Our longest season recap finale. Ever.
That was amazing, Daniel.
I just got to...
oh,
Daniel.
Yeah, so that was our episode, guys.
Hey! Daniel, hats off to your recap.
Yeah, hats off.
You took us through the ins, the outs, the ups, the downs.
The ups and the downs, you know. I was like, man, dang, this is going on like 6 pages. I'm like, this is too much.
I loved all the connective tissue. That was beautiful. It was well communicated. Nice. And
honestly, I think our audience needs a break from us talking about sex and
100%.
Some nice
little bit,
you know, just a little break.
Little bit, yeah. Little bit. So I went. I did my homework.
That was beautiful.
It was fun.
Nice.
So there was this shot at the end of this episode, and for those of you at home who maybe haven't been doing the rewatch, there's one shot at the end of this episode when they say, "Hey, you know, kids, the bus has arrived." And there's this one shot of us, the cast, running to the bus from the school. It's a really quick shot. It's with Coconut Head is at the front with his fucking arms over his head screaming. That shot was the like best glimpse at the energy of set when the whole cast was there.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're
beautiful.
Right.
I watched it and was like, that is the closest glimpse to what is happening behind the camera when the majority of the kid cast was there.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it was Rob, Tyler Chase, Quirly, yeah. like, the bullies, us, just running and screaming to the bus, wah! And it's like, that was our fucking set.
Yeah. Dude, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Another big takeaway I had watching these final couple episodes of the season, which was cool, is like, now being older and knowing what it is to create something, like, when I'm watching the show now, I'm like, wow, like, this is the inside of Scott's heart and brain.
Mm.
Like, we yeah. are in Scott, and it's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
Like, that was my takeaway, was like, man, this is Scott's vision, all yeah. of this. This timing, the slapstick shit, like, yeah, he'd give us line reads, but, like, I'm watching it like, this is Scott, and it's so beautiful. This was Scott at that time in his life going, how do I make a show that helps kids, that helps past me, that helps my future kids when they get to this age, that helps this audience? Yeah. How do I make a show that actually speaks to them? And this is what he came up with, and it's like of yeah. him and from him, and we are living in Scott's like brain in the show, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's wild. Even the fact we can come back here, like you say, and, you know, relive this stuff.
Yeah, great. Man. Yeah. Yeah, I just, man, so cool. So
stands
cool.
the test of time, yo.
Made a show that kids would love and kids would love making.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
yes,
awesome.
Man.
Those don't always go hand in hand.
They do not. Oh. They do not. Yeah, so yeah. cool. That, yeah. I was just like reflecting on that as I was watching these episodes. Like, man, Scott Fellows, you're fucking amazing.
Oh.
Late bus. But yeah, let us know in the comments if you guys enjoyed this type of breakdown of the episode where we're a little bit more thorough.
In
maybe?
Depth? Yeah.
In depth. Leave us a comment saying yay or nay, because we can get back to the raunchy sex talk and the
oh,
farts.
We will. Well, no, we're going.
Oh, we're going.
To.
I'm okay. sure.
We will be doing that also. But for recaps, yeah, yeah.
Do you wanna, this was fun. This
it was fun.
Did you ever take the bus?
There was also a lot in this episode. Some of the episodes are like,
yeah, this you know is a mean? Lot Some was
are,
happening.
Like a lot was happening. Sometimes they really are kind of like, bing, 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 bing. Yeah, here's the yeah. story. Yeah, I took the bus to school in Georgia.
Georgia,
for sure.
Georgia.
Yeah, there's all sorts of bus.
What's
life.
Your craziest bus story?
I was trying to think of that when I was watching this, and I don't, it's so far back in like such a different life that I don't fucking remember.
You were always
man.
Stressed on the bus, especially coming home, because you
Cause
had,
yeah,
to poop.
You had to
shake,
so poop. You made no friends on the bus.
I had plenty of friends on the
like,
bus.
Don't talk to me. But, I don't want to hear any loud
shut they, up, Roger!
I'm hanging on by a thread.
You had no friends there.
Shut up, Roger!
Is anybody named Roger anymore?
It's a pretty old name.
One of my greatest friends.
Name Roger?
Roger. Yes, I can shout him out on the show.
We're
Roger,
talking about a human, not Roger Rabbit.
Roger, but when you have a name like Roger, you need a nickname.
Rabbit.
Raj?
He called him, what, Raj? I would call him Raj, but Juice. One of the coldest drummers in the world, man. Look up a drummer named Juice. His name is Roger. That's his government. Yeah. Sorry for putting you out there, brother. But yeah.
I do remember, this is a really old memory, but the first movie that I booked was We Were Soldiers. It was like my movie with Mel Gibson. I was a small role in it. I was playing his kid.
Yeah.
But I booked that in Georgia, and I remember I was, my mom like met me when I got off the bus from school, and she normally wouldn't. Like I would walk from the front of my neighborhood to my house.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
No, it was just weird, and she kind of had this look on her face, and she went about this very weird, but she was like, hey, I just like wanted to like pick you up, like got some news, but here's how she went about it. She said, who's your daddy? And I said,
my dad.
What the fuck? The fuck, mom? I've had a long day, I got a shit. What? And she said, Dev. Who's your daddy? She thought I would get this. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, woman? I gotta take a shit. And
Mel Gibson.
And literally. And then she's like, Mel Gibson, you booked it. And I was like, oh,
okay.
That's really.
You had me for a moment
I was
there,
like,
mom.
Oh,
Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, yeah, I love it.
Was,
I love your mom.
That was
That's
a bus
amazing.
Memory. Like, it was coming off the bus. And yeah, that was, it's, I mean, that was what led to me being in LA, was booking that movie, leading to like my agents in Atlanta saying, like, you should go to LA and all
it's
that shit.
Such a mom way to tell you. Like, let me be clever about
yeah, let
it.
Me,
let me be clever.
Exactly.
This is gonna this is gonna add to it. This is gonna add to it.
That's wild.
Exactly. Oh my god.
Oh man, that's amazing. I love that.
Who's your daddy?
Oh
fuck.
That's great.
Any other bus stories, Daniel?
Bus stories for me, you know, I hate to, I feel like I referenced like
bus or bus.
Bus down, Tatiana. Yeah. But one bus story that I can remember, because there aren't very many. I remember a girl telling me a the first time I ever heard a yo mama joke. It killed me. There was this girl. What was her name?
Not like, my mama.
I think her name. Yeah, no, for sure, dog, for sure. Like, it was my first time. First of all, I hadn't had anyone approach me with vitriol or the, like that type of energy. I was a kid. I was a kid, my guy. And dude, I'm a words of affirmation guy. That's my love language.
Oh God.
Yo, was shattered. Whoa. It seemed so small. That little yo mama joke went a long way.
I can totally what was it? Feel
I was
it.
What was it? Hear it. Oh no, it was like what? Like yo mama's so fat. It was some type of fat joke. And it was a young lady, and I had, you know, you don't even talk. Okay, you cannot fight. You know, girls and stuff like that.
But there was an exception that day.
No, there was an exception that day. No, I just.
She broke your spirit.
Like, why?
How old do you think you were?
I had to have been like maybe like 7. It's tough. No, it was like, it had to be 6. It had to be 6. 7 was
cool. Deeply devotional, took, Daniel. Yeah,
that's yeah. The moment. That's
she
the
took
moment.
His innocence.
Any innocence wow. That I had.
Yo mama's so fat, the planet wow. Circle hurt.
What? Yeah,
that type of thing. Yeah. Oh my God. But I walked, I tried to report it to the bus driver and she just didn't care. As a matter of fact, the girl was the bus driver's like younger, like cousin, like type thing like that. And so I just felt just
she
so
was like,
alone that day.
Your mama is so fat.
Yeah, I was like, oh. And so I'm crying. And then as soon as I get home, I'm brushing past people. Got my backpack. I run and throw it down. And mom's like, Dan, what's wrong, Dan? She quite was saying, she said, you were so fat. And then my mom just, like, she was so concerned. And she just, Dan. Dan, you better cut that out right now. Oh man, she's like, Dan, you know, words don't matter. Look at your mom. I'm right here. That's fine. There's nothing anyone can say to you about me that's gonna hurt me. I'm healthy.
I'm fine.
You're healthy. Words don't matter. You know, but that I was broken.
Gave a linguist.
Okay.
That was deep.
Man. Oh, right. That kicked off. That's the reason I probably became a linguist. These words do matter.
They matter to me.
Oh my God. Yeah, but that broke
Dan,
me.
Core
Dan.
Memory. This is amazing.
Yeah, it took me the longest to be able to not have like animosity towards the
that person.
Shaquela, yeah.
Wait, so quick question. Did your family call you Dan or did they ever use Daniel?
Dan Curtis.
Dan Curtis.
Everybody called me Dan Curtis. Like my mom would sometimes say Dan, like she would give me that. But Dan Curtis. Everybody
Dan
called
Curtis.
Me Dan,
Dan Curtis.
Curtis. Yeah, I have an uncle named Curtis.
Dude, Dan Curtis. That is so funny.
That's bruh. So beautiful. I feel like I can
you.
Feel it.
I know. That's, no, what, yeah. That's what I'm loving.
You
that's...
have this depth of feeling, but you've learned this detachment, but like that depth of feeling, I'm sure.
It's there. Yeah. I've had to mask it, man.
Fuming so upset, like, when you got.
Because there was nothing I could do. Like if it was a kid, you know, I'm like, right. We could, you know, argue about it, fight
but
about it.
Oh.
But, yeah, and she was slightly older than me. Like she was old enough to where she would have kicked my ass probably. So there's just nothing I could do. She was she was a fat person. And she was like, wait, Shaquela. Said that. You gonna get mad? Look, you know, like look at her. Come on now.
Oh my God.
Learn to take a joke.
Wow.
But, that was my bus.
I love that.
Experience.
That is amazing, dude.
Yeah.
Daniel's a ride or die, dude.
Yeah. Don't you talk about my mama.
I was ready to die right there. Yeah. That ain't true.
No. Oh, no.
You can't spell ride without die.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting, Lindsay.
Interesting.
That's our show. So my tip is
wait. Before we tip. Just any first season of Ned's ended. First season of our podcast.
Oh yeah. What
know?
Happened at the end of the
Yeah, do you have any memories of like waiting for second season?
Did we have a rap party for first season?
I'm sure we would have. We would always have a rap party.
Wasn't that rap party at Nick on Sunset?
Hey, it right? was. We had
Dude.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And remember we were outside with those things where you could yeah. fight and we got those really cool gift bags?
Yeah.
Well, that was the end of first season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because second season it was a prom.
Second no, season, they third cut, season they was cut the budget.
Third season was, yeah, and they cut.
No,
yeah.
second season, there it was like us in a corner. They yep. cut the budget.
Here's some paper mache.
Third
and
season,
go.
We got a prom, Dang. Which was amazing. So yeah. then they upped the budget.
Yeah.
Okay. Dang. But first season, yeah, was that Nick on Sunset
yep.
rap party?
Yeah. What weren't like Drake? Weren't other people
yeah,
there?
Yeah, other people were
like
there.
Drake and like Josh. Or no?
Drake and Josh, they were there. They
right,
were there.
Right. Yeah. That was a great rap party, but it wasn't just for us.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like it was ours,
for all the
but
shows?
Like it was there were
like
other people
event.
There.
Yeah,
yeah
like for
yeah,
all the
it
shows.
It was more like an event than
it was wild.
Yeah.
Good times. It's so random that we don't remember that, and that's like a contrived event for everybody to be happy
I
but
guess,
remember the show.
I guess yeah. what I do remember personally after the end of the first season is that I had to go back to regular school.
Yeah, same.
And yeah. I was so far behind that I almost failed all my finals because it was yeah. only like 3 weeks before, and I was in like honors classes in high school. It just like mm-hmm. wasn't working. And my biology teacher came up to me. She's like, you failed your final. You need to, I'll give you a chance to retake it. I got a C. Like it was, yeah. Yeah, I was not prepared. And so that was the decision that made me
to
go to
homeschooling. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Worst time of my life.
Oh.
Yeah.
It can get worse.
You have to write 32 weeks of PE out. Like, what?
I know. That was
what?
Such a that
what?
Was such a joke. That program was such a joke.
36 weeks of just like, today, I ran. And it has to be a page.
I remember.
It has
remember?
To be a page
so
long.
Stupid.
Yeah, Laurel Springs. You
oh
remember
my
all the
God.
Fucking, it was bizarre.
It's like, please, can I just send you a video? But there was no place to upload it of me running or like,
yeah, what
you know
was
what
that
saying?
About?
Like,
that was whack.
Nah,
we have to log our PE.
Yeah, they like,
needed it logged.
And a like, full page.
That whole program was just like, they created a curriculum that you could learn from, but it was just busy
no
work.
Shitty
it was just busy work,
thing.
Dude.
Yeah, no.
It was busy work.
But yeah, good job, guys.
Liddy, good job on the season, guys.
Yeah, good job on a year
job.
Of this
Congrats,
fucking
babies.
Podcast, basically.
Fun.
Dang.
I guess my tip for this one is just like a big thank you.
Thank you
for watching. Thanks for tuning in and like supporting us and, you know, just like showing us all the love back. Like we feel you and we see you and puts a big smile on our faces.
Yeah, my tip, yeah, let's just do that. Let's just say thanks. Thanks for being here with us. We have a lot more to go. It's been, what a year. What a fun fucking project Ned's was then and still is now to like rewatch, reminisce about, create about, and be with you guys and our cast and creators again. Like,
yeah.
It really, this has been so lovely. So my tip is smash that subscribe button if you
Yay!
Haven't, gamer.
Nice.
Leave us a review on Apple and Spotify. Make sure you hit us up in the comments and join our Patreon, patreon.com/NedsPod.
Yeah. Turn up. I love it. I love it. Good tips.
You got a tip?
Oh, a tip? Dang. The tip would be we love you guys.
Hey.
We love you. We're happy to have
you. My tip for Daniel is your mama's so fat.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She is not. She is not. Broke me. It broke me, guys. It broke me.
We love you guys.
See ya.
Tune
See
in
you next week.
Next week.
Love you.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching this
thank
week's
you.
Episode. And thank you to our patrons.
Yes.
Patreon.com/NedsPod. We hard. Love you. We do bonus content, mm-hmm. live streams, and mm-hmm. you guys help keep this show mm-hmm. going. If you want to join, check us out.
Yes.
And big shout out to our super friends.
Super friends dance.
And a big shout out to our super duper
super
friends.
Super duper friends. Okay, we starting out with Legendary X, AK.
Mm. And we got Rebecca Saletti.
Let's go, Becca.
Eve.
Thank you guys.
Eve.
We love you.
Super friends, Dan.
Super friends.
We'll see you on the live stream.
Thank you, super duper friends.
Back it up. Yeah.